The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the show today, we'll be focusing on a performance that you can hear in Urbana tonight. It's the 9th annual family-friendly show put on by the father and son team of Gordon and Gavin Wilson. The trick to that is that the eight previous shows were all happening in DeKalb, Illinois, and they brought this ninth one down here for a treat. And it should be a lot of fun with magic and comedy and ventriloquism and lots of songs that most of you are bound to recognize. That's at the Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll be having Gordon Wilson with us live later on in the show. First up, though, we'll be talking about Cornstalk Theater's production in Peoria of Ring of Fire, which is the Johnny Cash musical. It's actually been going since the 5th of August and runs through the 13th, so there are two performances left tonight and tomorrow. Outside in a tent, under a tent, in Peoria in Upper Bradley Park. And we'll be talking with director Laura Johnson momentarily. It's live and local on FM 90.9.
Love is a burning thing. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That was Johnny Cash, as you probably recognized, his song called Ring of Fire, and that by way of introduction to the Johnny Cash musical, which is called Ring of Fire. Didn't last too long on Broadway, but it's making the rounds of community theater. And it is currently at Cornstalk Theater in Peoria. And it has they've got a couple of shows left. And so I hope this little feature will get a few more people in the seats for them there. I have on the phone with me right now the director for the show, Laura Johnson. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So how have audiences been so far? You've been going since August 5th.
Yes, we opened on August 5th. We've had very, very responsive houses. When the weather cooled off, they were even more responsive. We get a lot of cheering during the show and people clapping along. We see a lot of mouths moving along with the words. This is very familiar material for a lot of people, really enjoying it.
Yeah, how much do they actually go beyond mouth motion and just sing along?
I don't actually hear them singing along. At least I don't, but I'm usually outside of the theater. I don't know if any of the patrons near them do or not. But we actually, you know, we encourage if they know it and they want to sing along, because it's almost impossible not to sometimes when it's a Johnny Cash tune.
Yeah, I would think so. And that's really part of the big point of this show anyway. It's, as I understand it, there's no real plot, you know, that you can get deeply involved in. It's more or less a musical review. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a biographical review. It does give some exposition about his boyhood up through meeting June Carter. I don't think there are any factual things that anybody who is familiar with Johnny Cash is going to recognize most of these things. They already know that it's there. It doesn't exactly narrate it. The text is actually taken from excerpts from his autobiography. That's what ties the songs together. And each song is introduced as to why it is important to his life story.
Is there somebody in the show who kind of is Johnny Cash or not really?
Everybody and nobody. That's the really exciting thing about this show. When you think about it, what a foolish thing to try and pull off. So instead, the women, the men, they all do all of the narration. They all sing a lot of ensemble pieces that you'll hear. It's just an ensemble piece, and there's no one single star.
Is everybody dressed in black, or nobody dressed in black?
Nobody's dressed in black. We're actually approaching this. This is somewhere between backyard barbecue and beer tent entertainment. We're very casual. We approach the audience. We talk to the audience. It's really almost like we're inviting you into our party.
Well, and since you mentioned Backyard Tent, you actually do these shows in a tent.
Yes, Cornstalk Theater is located in Upper Bradley Park. We are in a tent. We're one of the few outdoor theaters in the area. The weather is beautiful right now, so it's a perfect night to come sit and listen to some wonderful music. We have a fantastic band, some great voices, and last night's audience just were, they just exploded at the end of the show. They were having such a good time.
Well, let's hear just a little bit. We have a couple of tiny snippets from your performers doing the show. Let's see, what have I got here? One of them doing The Circle. What's the full name of this? Circle is Unbroken?
This is an introduction into the Carter family tune called Daddy Sang Bass, and this is Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
That's the name of the song. I couldn't quite remember the full title. And this is the cast of Ring of Fire playing at Cornstalk Theater for just a couple of nights yet, tonight and tomorrow. Is it just an evening performance tomorrow, or do you have a matinee?
No, we don't have any matinees, mostly because of it's much better without the daylight because we're outdoors.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Here we go on Live and Local.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just for the brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
We just heard, to start that, Let the Circle Be the Unbroken, leading into, that was sung by members of the cast of Cornstalk Theater's production of Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash musical, and then Johnny Cash and the Carter family singing Daddy Sang Bass. We're talking with Laura Johnson, who is director of Cornstalk Theater's production. Music director is Amanda Humphreys, and as you pointed out earlier to me, Laura, it's really about the music. It's not one of your, you know, typical Broadway shows where there's big dance numbers and all that sort of thing. Do you have your own favorite songs from the show?
One of my personal favorites, and it's actually been one of my favorite Johnny Cash tunes for most of my life, it's called 5 Feet High and Rising, and he's giving a narrative of events that happened when his family farm got washed away in a flood and how they managed to survive it.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, because that's the only thing. Rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
You heard Johnny Cash singing 5 feet High and Rising. That's one of, I think, 38 songs featured in the musical Ring of Fire. Cornstalk Theater's doing it right now. There's a couple of nights left in Peoria. And that is one of the director's favorites, Laura Johnson's favorite tunes from the show. When given the various the background to some of these stories, do the actors interact with each other, or as you said earlier, is it more or less just talking to the audience and then
they don't interact with each other much. The closest there is one scene that's sort of Johnny and June meeting for the first time, very, very brief. Mostly they are talking directly to the audience. Even when they're quoting dialogue, as Johnny Cash had quoted it, they're not interacting with one another.
I had mentioned at the outset that this is a show that didn't last very long on Broadway. Why do you think maybe it didn't last, and why do you think it makes a good community theater production?
Well, when I read the reviews, it sounded like it was sort of Johnny Cash meets Lawrence Welk. It didn't have the natural heart of a Johnny Cash presentation. When I found out that the piece existed, I thought it might be a good one for our particular venue. We're outdoors. We're in a tent. It really does have a real natural fit in my mind. I went ahead and watched the National Touring Company, and theirs even was a much more elaborate staging than I thought was necessary for the material itself. I really enjoyed that production, but I still was thinking, you know, let's treat this more like we're all sitting around among friends and just happen to light into music. I grew up in a family that did that, and I thought there may be others who did too, and that really brings back some cool memories of just sitting around, and all of a sudden, music starts to happen.
Well, I know when I saw you were doing this and I saw that it had been on Broadway, I had a little trouble hearing typical Broadway singers doing this kind of music, and I'm guessing that you haven't had your singers try to be Broadway sounding singers.
No, and they are capable of being Broadway singers, but they're just more versatile than that. They were able, without trying to put on someone else's voice, they're able to just sing naturally and from the heart. Very touching. There are some really poignant moments in the show, and it's not unusual for me to look around and see a handkerchief or two. And I don't think you can get that if you're trying to do anything that's less than perfectly sincere.
And you have, of course, the onstage band, which understands pretty good.
There's where I'm really blessed. I have two guitar players, an electric guitar and acoustic guitar. I have a bass player who goes back and forth between electric bass and upright bass, a wonderful percussionist, a fiddle player that just gives you a chill. She just does such a wonderful job. And then our piano conductor also has a beautiful voice and sings along with us part of the time. It's just really been a wonderful experience working with them. They worked with us very closely.
So is the piano conductor, is that Amanda Humphreys?
Yes, that's Amanda.
Yeah, who's the music director for the show. You said, I think, that this outdoor theater under the tent is in the round?
Yeah, full round. So the actors are surrounded completely by the audience.
I always wondered, don't they get dizzy trying to do that? Because you'd have to sort of turn around different ways, you know?
I have a few techniques that we work out so that we don't all end up just spinning around in circles.
We have another clip of the harmonizing cast from your show. This is a bit, the short title is Angel Band. What's the full name of this song?
It's really called Come Angel Band. It is, it's illustrating the appearance at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, come Angel Band, come.
You've got one more show this summer in the season, don't you?
Yeah, we're closing out our season with a classic comedy, Arsenic and Old Lace. I don't happen to have the production dates off the top of my head for that one, but we usually have 2 weeks between the time we close and the time they open up.
And folks can find all that information, including, I noticed, the 2012 season is already up there.
Indeed it is.
It's just cornstocktheater.com, all one word, of course. Saw a listing here for a Cole Porter review.
Yes, that is an additional show that they've just added as a bonus for our season this year. It was written by a local person who has since moved on to the Chicago area, Tom Joyce, and it will be directed by Lee Wenger and Denise Adams, who are pretty well known in our area.
And that's just three performances, September 7, 8, and 9.
Right, that's kind of a special one.
Yeah, and that'll also be Under the Tent.
Yep, indeed it will.
Everything. Does Cornstalk Theater do anything during the academic year, the school year?
Yeah, we do have a winter playhouse that's located very close to where our tent is. Obviously, we don't do shows outdoors in a tent in the wintertime.
I hope
but we
not.
Have a winter, we have a winter playhouse where, in that one, it's much smaller. So we do things that we wouldn't necessarily have to sell large tickets. We wouldn't have to have large ticket sales for these. We do the things that might be. Sometimes they're riskier because they're just unknown. Sometimes they're riskier because they're a little bit more controversial subject matter. Sometimes it's a place for a director or an actor to learn and get started before they go into the larger area of the tent.
Not a lot of controversy in Johnny Cash.
No, not really.
Great family show. Lots of tickets available for the two remaining performances. They're at, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow?
That's correct.
At the Cornstalk Theater's outdoor tent, which you can find in Upper Bradley Park. For more information, go to cornstalktheater.com. The show is Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash musical, with 38 songs from The Man of Black, recreated by a cast of, about 8-9 people?
A total of 13 between the singers and band.
And Laura Johnson is the director. Laura, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you. I'm very excited that you called.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man. All right, thank you very much.
Johnny Cash from A Boy Named Sue. Well, the song called A Boy Named Sue, and I couldn't resist throwing that in if we're going to talk about a Johnny Cash musical. And in fact, that song is in the show that Cornstalk Theater is producing, and there's two performances left, tonight and tomorrow in Peoria. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from Kennedy's Restaurant next to the Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana, featuring a wide array of certified Angus beef steaks and burgers and seafood entrees. Reservations can be made at 384-8111. Stay tuned. Next, we'll be talking with Gordon Wilson and also hearing him play some piano. And we'll also be hearing some highlights from past family-friendly shows that have been happening in DeKalb, Illinois for actually 8 years now. The 9th one is coming up, and they're actually bringing the 9th one, or part of it, to Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock at the Independent Media Center. Lots of songs you'll probably recognize, and Nelson the Rabbit also making an appearance, a little magic, a little comedy, and lots more. Stay tuned to Live and Local.
What kind of fool?
What kind of fool? I am.
That was Anthony Newley. For those of you who've been around long enough to recognize that, and I've been around long enough to recognize him. What kind of fool am I from the musical Stop the World, I Want to Get Off? He actually co-wrote that song with Leslie Brookus, I think. And that's one of the songs, and this sort of an idea of the type of song. Well, except there's so many types of songs. Going to be on a program tonight at the Independent Media Center in Urbana called JGW Squared with Gavin and Gordy Wilson, and they're a father and son music and comedy team. And they've been doing a show together along with other members of the family for the last 8 years up in DeKalb. And finally bringing it down here to Champaign. And Independent Media Center is in the old post office building next to Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana on South Broadway. And they emphasize that babies and newborns and toddlers are free. Gordon Wilson is with us on our studio right now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kevin. So glad to be here.
So am I right that it's you two plus a couple other family members when you do it in DeKalb?
We do it in DeKalb.
And then
yeah, well,
some other people too, right?
Yeah. My grandsons, his sons, and other people from DeKalb are sometimes involved. This show in Urbana is going to be intimate, friendly, and relaxed, and the one in DeKalb this year is probably going to be more that way.
So
he usually
what,
has a backing band there we may not have this time. I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, what was the impetus for doing the show the first time around?
Well, somebody asked me that before one of the shows, and actually, I a long time ago thought, you know, he has a restaurant. He owns a restaurant. And he's also an insurance agent, and he does theater, and in his spare time, he sleeps, you know. But actually,
sleep is
I shouldn't
good.
Say insurance agent. He's a securities. He's a higher up than an insurance agent. But
financial advisor or something.
Financial
like
advisor,
that.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's what they call him now.
Since he has a restaurant, I thought it might be fun to do something in the back of the restaurant, just you know, play for the patrons. And mm-hmm. next door is the Egyptian Theater. So that's where we started doing the show.
In DeKalb.
In DeKalb. So it's grown.
So you've got other talent then, obviously, in the family.
Yes. Sometimes people are sort of shoved into doing talent. You ever seen that happen before, have you?
Oh, no, surely not. No, I think I felt shoved a couple of times. Probably not when I was a kid. I got pulled into a
encouraged
into
is a better
acting
word, right?
in a play once that I really shouldn't have been in.
And I haven't well, we've all been
since.
There.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no kidding. So there will obviously be lots of music. You're primarily a pianist.
Right.
And do piano teaching here in town.
Right.
And have played with various people over the years.
Almost everybody.
Yeah, well, yeah. Name some of those almost everybody's.
I can't think of anybody
of
right
Of course
now.
Not, yeah.
Because
well,
you asked me.
Of course, that's the way it goes, yeah. You're getting on, Gordy.
In years?
Yeah. Yes. I let you fill in that blank. So you'll be playing. You'll be doing a little singing. I know you don't consider yourself a singer, but you guys do some duets,
right.
You and Gavin. And he does a routine with a friend he brings along.
Right.
Normally inanimate until he makes it move around.
Right.
Talk to me about this friend.
Okay, Nelson the Rabbit. I think to be a good ventriloquist, you have to have a split personality, and I think Gavin does that very well, because even without benefit of seeing what's going on, I think you can clearly tell which is Nelson and which is Gavin.
Right. So Nelson the Rabbit and Gavin Wilson together at some recent show. Was this here in town?
Yes, it was at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute.
Yeah, you did a show there. Well, here we go. Just a little bit of this is a joke. Well, he'll introduce it, I think, pretty well.
This is a story about two snakes hissing in their pit. Two snakes hissing in their pit? Yes. Please be careful.
No, you be careful.
I will try. Okay. So, two snakes are hissing in their pit.
Yes.
And their mother comes along and says, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?"
And they say, "We're hissing in our pit."
Hissing in their pit. That's what snakes do. I figured that's probably true.
Okay. So the mother says, "Well, I don't want you hissing in our pit. Why don't you go to the neighbor's pit and start hissing in it? Are you up for this?"
"Yes."
"You've been drinking." "No." "Okay." So the two snakes go over to their pit and start hissing in it at the neighbor's house. The neighbor comes along and says, "What are you doing?" And they say, "Well, we're hissing in your pit." And she says, "Why?" They said, "Well, we're hissing in our pit," but our mother came along and said, "What are you doing?" We said, "We're hissing in our pit." She said, "Well, I don't want you to hiss here. Why don't you go to your neighbor's pit and start hissing in it?" So the neighbor said, "Well, I don't think that's very nice. I think you should go to your pit and start hissing in it. Go on, go on." And they kicks them out. So they go back to their pit and start hissing in it. "How are you doing?" "I'm fine." "Good, okay." So the mother comes along and says, "What are you doing?" They say, "We're hissing in our pit." She said, "I thought I told you to go to the neighbor pit for hissing in it." She said, "Well, we were, but our neighbor came along and said, 'What are you doing?' We said, 'We're hissing in your pit.' She said, 'Well, you got your own pit to hiss in. Why don't you go to your pit and hiss in it?'" Yes. So the mother leans over and says, well, that beats all. I knew them before they had to pick the hiss in.
And there you have it, Nelson the Rabbit hissing in their pit. It's a song about snakes, a story about snakes, and in conversation with Gavin Wilson, who, of course, is a wonderful ventriloquist. You know, I did watch the video of this. This comes from a YouTube clip that people can check out, right, obviously on YouTube, along with a number of others with Gordon and Gavin and Wilson, and another one in, with Nelson the Rabbit that we may well get to as well. And, you know, these, I haven't seen a ventriloquist in a long, long time. And it's just, how do they do that?
Well, as I said before, I think you have to be two people or more.
But I just mean technically speaking, technically, because, you know,
he's very good at speaking without moving his lips.
Yeah, and then, and yet you have good diction somehow or another. I mean, I can't produce good diction, but it's close to my mouth. That's what you get. I mean, never mind about throwing my voice. It's just, you can't even talk that way. So, nice
well,
job.
I got to say, when we did Modern Major General at Breast Cancer Institute, he was supposed to sing it. Gavin was supposed to sing it, and we ran short on time. So we decided, since it was the last number, we'd have Nelson sing it. So he hadn't even rehearsed it as a ventriloquist. And that's the one.
So he really.
The one that's there.
Well, since you mentioned that, Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, why don't you cue up the next track on there?
All right, we might as well.
Yeah, because that's what we've got next. This is from Gilbert and Sullivan. Is it Pinafore? HMS Pinafore or Pirates of Penzance? I forget which one that comes from.
Pirates, maybe.
That's one of those.
Well, it's one of those. Yeah, they're all the same.
Anyway, so once again, ladies and gentlemen, Nelson the Rabbit, accompanied by Gordon Wilson. This is from a program at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute, which is on the main Carl Clinic campus in Urbana. By the way, they do a free show every Thursday at noon throughout the year, and it's all different kinds of music and other things that go on there, and you can check that out online. But here's Nelson the Rabbit. Nelson the Rabbit, along with pianist Gordy Wilson, that was at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute for their noontime show on a Thursday sometime recently. Gordon and Gavin Wilson, Gavin the ventriloquist in this case, who was voicing Nelson the Rabbit, will be tonight at the Independent Media Center in Urbana at 7 o'clock. It's a family-friendly show called JGW Squared. JGW, why is that?
Well, our initials are both JGW, but his name is Gavin. It's James Gordon and James Gavin.
There we go, JGW Squared, with music, magic, and comedy. Who does the magic?
He does it.
He does that?
I just show up and do whatever I can.
You just play the piano.
I like to say he got his talent from me and he won't give it back.
That's not very nice of him,
no,
but he does seem to spread it around, which is pretty good. So this is kind of seems like kind of an old time vaudeville show in a way.
Yeah, very close. We kind of felt that kind of shows you don't see much anymore.
No, you don't.
We're trying to revive it, at least within one family.
Yeah. So where did he come by all this? I mean, literally. I mean, aside from maybe having gotten it from you and not giving it back. Has he done this sort of thing in a professional situation before, or he just has always done it as a sideline?
He's always done it. His mother and I were divorced in 1970, so I didn't spend a lot of time with him then. But I know at least back into late grade school, he was doing ventriloquism and magic. Quite often, music, magic, and ventriloquism are a way to get past your shyness.
Hmm.
You have a vehicle, you know. And that's probably one of the reasons why he did it, you know, to...
He was a shy kid?
Yes. It seems to run in the family that you're shy because you're afraid that you might go overboard. You might get too wild, so you kind of hold it back.
Did you have that problem?
Yeah. Very mild Asperger, I guess.
I mean, I'm thinking some people would probably be surprised that I consider myself an extremely shy person. But I don't know that ever has figured in. I'm not too worried about going overboard. I think that's highly unlikely. Really? But that's what...
I think. Plus the fact that you feel like you can't make friends, so you need a vehicle to make friends.
Well, that I can see. Where you get... I mean, it's one of these things where you get out of yourself. I've certainly known actors who can be extremely demonstrative, often hilarious and outrageous on stage, but in person... They're very retiring and reticent, and you're lucky if you can get anything out of them.
Right. You probably had that experience right here, right?
I did right here once, as a matter of fact. We'll just leave it at that. But then there are, of course, also plenty of actors and other performers where that they're just expressing. It's a natural extension of their personalities.
The bottom line is I think it gives you an excuse to be somebody else besides who you think you are, whether it's acting, singing, playing, or whatever. Kind of go into a different mode.
Well, and then if you're a ventriloquist, you get to be really somebody else that you are not.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Exactly.
Are there, did he go to school from, I mean, did he just, I mean, when I was a kid, I did some magic tricks, and I never took it to the next step. Did he sort of start the same way? Oh, I kind of like magic, I'll buy these magic kits, and then.
Yeah.
Or did he ever get trained by a professional magician?
No, not that I know of, certainly.
And then the same thing with ventriloquism.
Yeah.
You can't.
He met Andy Dallas when he was very young, and they kind of had something in common, but, you know, the local
magician runs,
yeah.
Dallas and Company,
yeah,
sort of joke shop and so on, or what, costume shop. But what about ventriloquism? I mean, it seems to me like that's not something you can learn out of a book.
Well, I think you probably practice in front of a mirror. I wish he were here so you could ask him directly.
Yeah, you've never asked him that?
Not specifically. Yeah, a lot of good questions come up. Maybe we'll try to bring it up at the show tonight. Put him on the spot.
Well, that's I would sure want to. I mean, how do you learn to do that? Because I mean, I can't imagine just here's a book on ventriloquism. If you do this, then you can be a ventriloquist.
I think a lot of art is you imagine the goal, and then you figure out by ear how to get there. I think it's imaging, or whatever you want to call it. And I think he just practiced and practiced and practiced when he was home by himself, and thought, you know, I think I've got it.
And eventually he did.
Yes.
And speaking of improvisation, you do some of that around various tunes as well as some straight-ahead reading of music.
Right.
And folks will be hearing you not only play for Gavin, but also do some solos on your own tonight.
Right.
You brought a sample.
Right.
Would you like to share it?
Sure.
Would you please share it?
Okay.
Gordy Wilson live in our studio, ending up with Take the A-Train, the famous Duke Ellington tune. I guess that's really a Billy Strayhorn tune.
Yes.
If I remember. And then what was all that stuff beforehand? I recognized some tunes kind of in and out.
Tunes in A, a medley of three in A.
All in A.
Let me think. Here Comes the Sun.
Yep.
Love is Blue and Classical Gas.
And strung together here, kind of on the spot, but you've done that sequence before.
I put myself on the spot. I have never done the key change at the end of A Train before.
Oh.
Well. So, did it work out okay?
As far as I could tell. Gavin and Gordy Wilson will be doing a show called JGW Squared tonight at 7 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. Family friendly fun. Having a little trouble enunciating. See, I talked about the Nelson the Rabbit and ventriloquists enunciating, and now I can't even do it.
You're trying to talk without moving your lips.
Well, I don't know what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to talk. Music, magic, comedy, talking puppets, and more. That is a inexpensive, and there's even a price, sort of catch-all price for families. It depends how many of you've got. Just show up and they'll charge you something reasonable. Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. There's quite a variety of, I guess we could call them older songs on the show. By the Time I Get to Phoenix is one, a Jimmy Webb song, and we played What Kind of Fool Am I earlier. Sunrise Sunset, are you going to do that some of these as duets or most of these?
We haven't even rehearsed it yet.
You haven't rehearsed it. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, yeah. It
Was a Very Good Year is on there. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, a song I haven't heard in a long, long time. Lots of other songs that'll make people feel nostalgic, including one called Father and Son by Cat Stevens. That'll be appropriate. Have you rehearsed that one? Surely
no.
You've done that. You've never done that one before?
Nope,
oh,
never.
No kidding. Not in your 9 years. It'll be 9 years of doing this show. Yeah. Well, I do want to play one that I think is not going to be on this program unless it sneaks in there anyway, but it's from... this is another one of the YouTube clips that you can see. I guess this was from a previous show, but
right.
In DeKalb, where you
right.
did this. With you're at the piano, and Gavin is... Well, this is Gavin. We'll just say this is Gavin introducing the song, and it remains Gavin, although the sound might suggest otherwise. That was Gavin Wilson as Louis Armstrong, both singing and playing the trumpet. He was doing both of those things from a recent family show in DeKalb, Illinois. They've done 8 of those up there. A 9th one is coming the end of this month, and they're bringing that 9th one down here to Urbana tonight. Gavin and Gordy Wilson, there we go, JGW Squared at the Independent Media Center in Urbana on South Broadway at 7 o'clock tonight. Gordy, thanks very much for joining us on Live.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great
to
have you.
I really enjoyed it.
Hope it's a good show. I'm sure it will be a lot of fun. I hope you pull off those things you haven't rehearsed.
Well, you got to show up and find out.
That's right. That's how it goes. Well, I wanted to give you some of the other events in our listening area, of which there are a great many, so let's see how many I can get through here. Let's see. It Sounds Like Purple at the Iron Post in Urbana. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. At Country Theater Workshop in Cisna Park, they're doing a show called Leading Ladies. That's tonight at 7:30, and also tomorrow at the same time, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. In Peoria, at the Rhythm Kitchen Music Cafe, it's Change Up, playing jazz. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. Preston Jackson and Friends are live at the 5 Spot in Peoria, also jazz, tonight at 5:30. At Co-Fusion in Champaign, it's Dan Pearson at the piano tonight at 7 o'clock. In Springfield at Café Andiamo, acoustic music from Pete Sander. That's at 5 o'clock this evening. Also in Springfield, the Mudbugs do some roots music at Robbie's Restaurant. In Sullivan, it's Alexander and the Terrible. Oops, that already happened today. Never mind about that. That was earlier this morning, one of their kids' shows. However, at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, it is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. That's tomorrow at 4 and 8 o'clock, and then again Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Emily Otness Trio is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Steve the Harp Melberg is at Decatur Public Library in Decatur Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And in fact, Steve the Harp is going to be on our show on Monday live with the 16-year-old blues guitar phenomenon Matthew Curry. That'll be on Monday's show. Leaving Maxine is at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, Saturday at 7 o'clock. It's the Todd Kelly Quintet at the Locker Room Sports Bar and Grill in Peoria, Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. The Jim Markham Swing Band is at Washington Park Square in Ottawa, Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. And it's a play called Stones in His Pockets at Heartland Gallery in Urbana, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That is just a one-time show, and that sounds really pretty interesting to me. You're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar.